All right, everyone, welcome back to the Carolina Outdoors. We're glad that you're joining in, however you may be joining in, whether it be via podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, or maybe you're listening to us via 1110 WBT 99.3 FM, or maybe you're over at jessebrowns.com via the podcast link there that we have under the hookup. I'm Bill Barty. TJ Boggs is on the other side right there.
Good morning. Good morning.
TJ, did that scare you any about talking to Megan Riley, Big Fat World Tours, about an ultra marathon?
Well, I certainly haven't trained for that. not big on the running, so adding 50 miles to that does not appeal to me.
Well, to be clear, you do not have to do any of that, but it's one of the four purposes that you could go over there if you wanted to, but you don't have to run in it.
You know, maybe we can take this show on the road, and that can be our purpose.
I like the
Carolina Outdoors.
I like the way you're thinking over there. That's TJ Boggs right there. Listen, Don Yeager, he is out there traveling during this pre-Thanksgiving week that we are living right now, and more than 54 million Americans are going to be traveling this Thanksgiving. It's the most since 2005. TJ, wow. Do you have any traditions or travel plans?
No, we normally drive down to Georgia. That's where a lot of my family is. Well, yeah, I say normally, but it's become less and less of a yearly tradition and more of a every few years tradition. Now we just get together with the family that's up here and
sticking close.
Yeah, well, it makes it a lot easier.
That is from AAA, and of course going to Georgia would be 50 miles or more away from home. So this year you may buck the trend of staying closer to home. I'm going to stay close to home too, but it's a 4.8 increase over last year. It's something to talk about because everyone here knows about travel and about the roadways and about getting out of town. The airport will be banged up as well. It's 2.5 million more people that are taking to the roads, skies, rails, and waterways compared to last year. And a lot of it has to do with things that you mentioned off the air, which is lower gas prices.
Right.
The economy is good, higher wages, more disposable income, rising levels of household wealth, all of that kicking into a positive getaway for the travel industry. And it is defined as the period Wednesday, November 21st to Sunday, November 25th. And, of course, that is when it's the most difficult, that first day, that Wednesday is the most difficult day, no matter how you are traveling, to get out of town.
You know, we always used to drive down on Thanksgiving morning. And so, you know, the thought is, well, everybody's already there. No, that 3-hour trip is now a 5-hour trip because everybody else had the same plan. So you're just sitting on I-85.
Well, yeah. And that is a great note because, it listed in the AAA report is that it will double your travel time. You need to be prepared to double that travel time, at least in getting out of town.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Whatever that town may be. And, in fact, they list them all in there. Maybe not all of them, but a bunch of the major cities across the United States. The worst time for travel for Charlotte residents, downtown to Charlotte via getting to the airport, the worst time is Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m.
Really?
And
that many people are taking off Wednesday?
And to get to the airport. That many people are getting out. So anyway, they have the whole list of Houston, Boston, Seattle, Atlanta, as well as, of course, Charlotte. So be forewarned, if your travel plans are to escape Tuesday via the airport, you may want to go before 8 p.m. to get over there because that is the worst travel time. Wednesday via the roadways as you try to exit town. If you're driving 50 or more miles, maybe if you're just trying to get home from work, be forewarned, because it's going to be a lot of people who are hitting the roads for the Thanksgiving holiday season.
Very true.
We hope that you are able to get out and enjoy a little bit of our Carolinas during the holiday season. That's what we do here on the Carolina Outdoors. That's what we've done here this week on the Carolina Outdoors. We've talked a little bit earlier in the program about getting out with holiday traditions for those of us who stay close to home here, things to do such as the turkey trot. That's a big deal.
Oh, yes.
With 10,000 plus people who get out there and participate in the run before they participate in the eating of the turkey. We also talked to Eli Portillo. He's got some great articles on places to go 3 hours or less from Charlotte. So if you have people staying in town for an extended bit of the holiday season, you may want to check in on that segment. Of course, you can go to WBT.com to hear the podcast, as well as JesseBrowns.com. If you're not already a subscriber, go back and listen to Eli break down some of the places that you can go for a hike around and across the Carolinas, a little bit into Virginia as well. And, of course, Megan Riley, Big Fat World Tours. Listen to her. She just spoke with us earlier about going across abroad on different travel opportunities, and maybe not the places that you would think. Not necessarily the south of France.
Not the top 40 countries.
No, not the Caribbean. Not going over to England, but some other places that we don't hear as much about. Maybe you can plug in with Megan Riley, and she'll share her wisdom with you as well. Listen to that one. Special thanks to both of them, Eli and Megan, for being on the Carolina Outdoors with us. TJ Boggs right there. I'm Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next time right here with the Outdoor Guys on the Carolina Outdoors.